Angela loved her friends in the CC Kids After School program. They always treated her with kindness and respect. But some of the kids at school were a different matter. This was especially true of four girls everyone wanted to be friends with, including Angela. All four girls were popular. Maureen, the leader of the group, was the most popular. The one thing that bonded the girls to each other the most was their love for horses and anything having to do with horses. Their clothes, their backpacks, their lunch boxes, even their hair accessories featured horses. And it didn't end there. Each of them owned an extensive collection of horse figurines and toys. Together, they would play all kinds of games and activities that involved their horses. Maureen's birthday party was one of the most talked about events of the year. It had a horse theme and included a live pony that everyone took turns riding. Of course, Maureen selfishly rode it more than anyone else. Angela wished more than anything that she could be part of this elite group, and one night at bedtime, she shared her wish with her mother. "Why don't you just ask them if you can join their group?" Ms. Ramirez asked matter-of-factly. "Are you kidding?" Angela protested. "That would be stupid, not to mention embarrassing." Angela's mother realized she hit a nerve, and she backed off immediately. But after Ms. Ramirez left the room, Angela started thinking about her mother's suggestion. The more she thought about it, the more it did not seem like such a bad idea. It took what seemed like forever for Angela to muster up the courage to approach the girls. Then one day, for no apparent reason, the group ended up sitting at Angela's lunch table. Angela saw her opportunity and took it.
I was wondering, she stammered timidly, could I hang out with you guys after lunch today?
Angela's question was met with an uncomfortable silence as the girls averted their eyes and shifted in their seats. Not only did the question catch them off guard, it was evident that the possibility of adding someone to their group was upsetting. To them, it was a tick-tock, the game is locked.
We gotta go,
Maureen announced unceremoniously as she jumped to her feet and quickly gathered up her things. The other girls instantly followed suit, leaving a stunned and humiliated Angela alone at the table. She was convinced that everyone in the entire lunchroom had seen what happened and were staring at her. When Angela finally got up enough nerve to leave the table, she fled to the girls' bathroom where she stayed until the lunch hour was over. That night, Angela was inconsolable. And for a long time after, sitting in class with the four girls was pure torture. Although they were smug before the lunchtime incident, their cockiness reached epic proportions since then. But then, something interesting happened. Angela was hanging up her coat and putting away her backpack when she spotted an unfamiliar face among her classmates. The face belonged to a different kind of girl wearing a different kind of clothing. Obviously, she's not from around here, Angela thought to herself. She was right. When the teacher introduced the new student to the class, she explained that the girl had moved here from another state. When the teacher asked the new girl to tell the class a little bit about herself, she began to talk with an unfamiliar southern accent. Her new classmates could barely stifle their smirks and giggles, and Angela felt sorry for the recipient of their rudeness. However, Angela didn't feel sorry enough to be excited about the teacher choosing her to be the new girl's escort for the next few days. At the same time, Maureen and her cohorts were relieved that none of them had been chosen. After all, the thought of breaking up their clique, even for a few days, was intolerable. Tammy, I want you to sit by Angela. She will show you around and explain things to you until you get familiar with everything, the teacher told the new girl. Angela and Tammy looked at each other warily. Neither was sure about the assignment, but they were resigned to follow through with it. As the day went on, and as the first day turned into several days, Angela was more and more impressed with her charge. Tammy was smart. She was clever. She was funny. More importantly, she was great at figuring out fun things to do. It didn't take long for the girls to start calling each other best friends. After a couple of weeks, Angela invited Tammy over for a sleepover. Tammy excitedly accepted the invitation. The sleepover could not have gone more perfectly. So much so, the first sleepover turned into a weekly event. After 2 months of Friday night sleepovers at Angela's house, Angela began to wonder why Tammy never invited her to a sleepover. The girls had become such close friends, Angela did not hesitate to ask Tammy, "How come you never asked me to sleep over at your house?" "It's complicated," Tammy sighed. "Try me," Angela responded. "You might be surprised. I get a lot of things. Give me a chance." The girls had just gone to bed and turned out the light. Tammy sat up in bed and switched the light back on. "When I'm not here, I'm spending the entire weekend with my parents at my grandpa's and grandma's house." "So?" Angela challenged. "So it's clear out of town," Tammy explained. "It's over an hour and a half away, too far away to come back until Sunday night. And when we are there, all of us have to work. It's not that I mind the work, but you might hate it." Tammy had piqued Angela's curiosity. "What kind of work are you talking about?" "If you really want to know, why don't you spend next weekend with me?" Tammy asked. Angela did not hesitate. "Really? I'd love to," she said enthusiastically. "Okay," Tammy confirmed with a twinkle in her eye. "You asked for it." "Asked for what?" Angela playfully demanded. But Tammy wasn't going to give anything away. Not then. And not until they arrived at Tammy's grandparents' house. Tammy wanted it to be a surprise. And what a surprise it was.